Monday, the 23rd of June, 1913. State ready for Frank trial on June 30th. The Atlanta Georgian Monday, June 23rd, 1913. Defense has announced its case is complete, and Judge Roan is free. Prosecuting attorney Hugh M. Dorsey announced for the state Monday morning that the trial of Leo M. Frank would be placed on the calendar for the week of June 30th. The defense had announced that its case was completed, and no continuance would be asked unless some unforeseen contingency arose. The trial judge, L.S. Roan, will have the most to say about the date for the trial. He intimated he would be ready on this date and would personally make no move for a continuance. He said, however, that in the event of it being impossible to open the trial June 30th, he would be at leisure between July 14th and 28th, and it is not improbable the trial may be advanced to that date. Dorsey back from East. Solicitor Dorsey returned to Atlanta Sunday afternoon from a week's vacation in New York. He called a conference with his assistants, E.A. Stevens and F.A. Hooper, at his home Sunday evening. Following it, he announced that he would be ready for trial on June 30th, and that unless the defense or the trial judge moved to have the trial postponed, he would commence at once summoning witnesses and getting ready. "We will set the case for June 30th with an idea of going to trial. Of course, the convenience on Judge L.S. Roan will have to be consulted, and there is the possibility of the defense moving for a continuance. I had understood all sides would be ready, however, and will make my preparations accordingly. Expects decision Monday. Before summoning witnesses, I will formally notify the defense to find whether it will be ready. I would not like to have all the witnesses here and then have the trial postponed. I will probably confer with the interested parties during the day and be able to announce definitely whether the case can be tried June 30th by tonight." Solicitor Dorsey would not discuss the return to Atlanta of Mrs. Mina Formby and her announcement that she would go on the stand against Frank. He intimated, however, that he entertained the same opinion as had already been expressed by his assistant, Mr. Hooper, that when the woman left Atlanta, she dropped from the case entirely. Attorney John W. Moore denied emphatically that he had been employed in the case with L.Z. Rosser and Reuben R. Arnold to defend Frank, as was reported by Solicitor Dorsey. Moore not employed. "I have not been employed in the case and have no other interest in it than that of a citizen. I believe Frank is innocent, and have since he was first drawn into the case, but I am not connected with it in any way. I have never been approached on the subject." Solicitor Dorsey opened court in the Thrower Building Monday morning for a week of criminal trials to clear the jail docket. He will be in court every day until Saturday, and will have to depend on his assistants to summon witnesses and prepare the Frank case in the event of it being set for the following week.